So, right, when you got the recording contract,
yeah, that was
3 years ago, that was obviously a big change.
It was like, I just climbed to the top of Mount Everest or something. That was like one of the biggest buzzes in my life. And it was a good buzz for my family and all that as well, like my mother and father and my brothers and that. But my dad died like the following week, which was, because he was always a big fan, you know, but in other bands, and I used to wear the t-shirt, the like Bilbo Baggins t-shirt and that, going to the pub, and he'd, you know, he'd like look up, watch, read the music press in the paper and all that sort of stuff. And that sort of took the whole thing away, you know, and then, that's when I wrote Brothers and that. You know, that's have you heard the last album, have you?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but that was an amazing feeling, and things did change after that, yeah, quite drastically. Because it meant the things that you were writing, you were suddenly doing something with them, instead of just lying there. I don't think I ever felt dispirited though, because I always thought, you always think something will happen, you know, all the time, doesn't matter what.
So when you turn sort of, when that recording contract was there, and you suddenly like had to concentrate on writing songs, getting an album prepared and all that sort of thing, didn't you sort of miss the buzz of performing live then?
Yeah, I do sort of miss that. I've just got a band together now.
I saw you at Marquee the other
day. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
Very tight, I mean, for you saying just the other day.
Yeah, that's right. Aye. Well, we rehearsed for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was done after 2 weeks. It was already after 2 weeks, you know. It was, so the guys, I've just got a really good band this time. I wasn't before when. So the band, yeah, they're a great band. Lauren Tartos on guitar. I don't know if you've heard them. I used to play with Phil Lynott.
All right, I wasn't familiar with the late names, to be honest.
Oh, right.
I mean, how did you pick these people?
Well, they were actually a band that's managed by my manager as well, and they'd had a bit of trouble getting singers.
What were they
for? I don't know Well, Lauren's did have a band called LA Secrets at one time. And it was the Phil Lynott's Grand Slam for a couple of years, or a year or two, I don't know how long, when he was like 19 years old. He's only been playing guitar for 2 years. He's amazing. He's an amazing guitarist. He's one of the fastest guitarists I know. But he can also, when he plays slow, he can play with great feel, which is unusual. Usually you've got one or the other. And they had a band together, and they'd been trying out singers, and every time, like the singers let them down or they weren't good enough or whatever, and somebody suggested that we get together for touring and that, and it's worked out really well. The keyboard player was also, he was the blind guy, you know, Reg. He played on the album, he played all the way through an album. He's great, one of these guys. You play something to him once and he listens and he just goes in there and starts playing it right away, and there's no like fumbling for what key it's in or anything like that. It's just a real natural. It's brilliant.
Well, you also certainly seem to really enjoy hearing live.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's great. I'm glad I've got this band together though. It should be good.
Is this going to be a sort of real touring outfit?
Yeah,
As an ongoing.
Right. Yeah, we've got another 5 gigs here. Mm-hmm. Then we're going across to America to do 3. Sorry, like one in New York, one in Detroit, and one in LA. Just for industry type gigs, you know, like we'll do clubs, but just so that people across here can see us. Detroit will be a bigger one because the last record did really well there. It was in the top 10 for about 2 months or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we'll come back and then we'll tour Europe.
Mm-hmm.
After
when
that. It'll probably be around about September. If in between time we can get some festivals or something like that, we'll probably do that. We'd sooner tour earlier, but I don't think there is any tours around about, you know, in the middle of summer. Somebody was saying you can only get festivals at that time.
Holidays.
So that's no point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do people go for holidays? Switzerland.
Italy mostly.
Did they?
It's like going to Italy for 3 weeks ends up being cheaper for you than staying in Switzerland for 3 weeks.
Oh, right, yeah.
So it's really good, and it's just around the corner.
Yeah, it's funny because people... Yeah, that's getting better now, though, isn't it? It seems to be taking off in the last few years, huh?
Mm.
Yeah, because most people from here go to Spain for some reason.
Well, I mean, some people in Switzerland go also. It's just further away.
Yeah.
You know, like Italy is so convenient, so near.
Yeah.
Everybody can just hop on.
And do you all go to the south of Italy?
Sorry?
Do you go to the south?
It tends to be sort of halfway down on either side. But the south, again, is sort of pretty, you know, a long way away.
Oh, right, yeah.
And you have to be more enterprising. Like, you have to be more into walking rather than just grilling, getting grilled on the beach or things like that.
Oh, right.
So you tend to have different crowds going to the south. And,
right.
I mean, festivals at that time are great.
Yeah.
If you get those.
Yeah, I would like to do something like that.